Time to talk about an event taking place in September. Never too early to plan, and they've been planning for quite a probably since the last one, and they start over every, as anybody who has a festival, they know that once the one ends, they kind of have to take a breath just to enjoy what happened and then realize that they got to start planning for next year. And we're talking about the 5th annual Firefish Festival. The executive festival director joining us, Emily Hoag. Good morning, Emily. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's
Bruce.
Great. Yeah. And getting set for this Firefish Festival number 5. Every year you try to add more, make it bigger and better, and the more the word spreads on it. What can you tell us about this year's upcoming festival, some of the things that you've planned for 2019?
Well, the dates of the festival are September 20th and 21st. Our festival has gone on for 2 days. It's Friday and Saturday. We're extending our hours on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The morning is going to focus on art classes where families, people of all ages, can come and do a project that will help them participate in the parade. So they can go to a workshop on how to make a hat, and then they can bring the hat and be in the parade. There also is going to be an art market that we have our handmade quality vendors will be there on Saturday. And that'll be like a warm-up to our Saturday evening fire, music, art, parade, and burning.
This is a really unique event. It's a festival that includes artists of all types. I mean, that's a broad category, not only visual arts, performance art, I suppose, as well. And where do you find all of these people to kind of to perform, to do their things, to show off their work?
You know, we look everywhere for artists. We want Firefish to be a celebration of the talent in the city of Lorain and Lorain County. But also we look to the greater Cleveland area as well. So we have partnerships with the area colleges. We have a strong partnership with Lorain County Community College, with some of the local arts organizations, True North, Harbor Tarn Dance. And so we just look for talent that we think is worth celebrating in Lorain, and that will bring people to discover Lorain and what a great special community it is.
And again, we are talking this morning with Emily Hoag, Festival Director of the Firefish Festival, presented by First Energy on Broadway. It's Broadway, Erie Avenue to 5th Street, the area down there. There's a lot of streetscaping going on down, so there's probably a little bit of, I hope they get those area kind of put together, because I mean, you kind of have to work within that, and you get with whatever you get at the time when September rolls around, right?
Right. The streetscape plan is really exciting because Lorain is going to be a walkable location. It's going to have opportunities for new businesses, and that's part of our mission, is to draw people to Lorain to encourage economic development. So we're excited about the streetscape plan. We're a little nervous. Every day it rains is also a little, makes us a little more nervous, because that could stall the progress. But we're also prepared for that. And part of the mission of Firefish is to help people discover places they may not find in Lorain. So if you can't walk on the street, we're going to be finding some new locations. One of the areas that we'll be animating is actually an alley behind some of the buildings, Uniontown Provisions, etc. So that is a place we just want to say, this is a cool space that has a lot of potential.
Tell me about this animating a space. What does that actually mean? What happens?
I think sometimes when we look at spaces, we only see them in their current condition, and we don't always look at the potential that they hold and possess. So when we bring people to Lorain, we want to bring to life a space, and people can see what potential it has. An example is one of our first years, we used some abandoned properties and we made them into pop-up galleries. A couple came from Vermilion that have a framing store and gallery there called Burning River Boutique. And they got so inspired that the next day they came down to downtown Lorain and started looking for properties that they could turn into another gallery. So helping people see this kind of creative potential in downtown Lorain is what we mean by animating.
Things take place outside and inside for this festival?
Yes. One of our main buildings, it's kind of our centerpiece, is indoors. It's the old Lorain National Bank at 383 Broadway. It's currently owned by Vic Nardini, and he's turning it into a brewery. So it's actually under construction space. Very raw, which artists love because they can bring their own vision to what there it is with not many limitations. But then we'll be in the alleys, we'll be in the street, we'll be in the parking lots. And if it rains, we'll be indoors. We have a rain plan, but the idea is that we want to stay on Broadway. And so people see Broadway, people see the local businesses that are there and stop in and visit them and support them and feel this sense of community that we appreciate about.
And it's a free event, right, as well?
It's free. We always appreciate donations, but we never want anyone to not be able to participate. So come on in. Our doors are open. Well, there aren't any doors, so come on in.
Well, and is there art for sale or anything like
yes.
that going on?
So part of our supporting local businesses is our vendors. And so we are asking our artists, the local artists, to come and vend. And we ask people to consider supporting local artists. Sometimes we forget that those people need to make a living and that they have a lot of skills and talent that that we can.
Well, sometimes it's really neat to get something unique that's made by the, you meet the person who made it and you see it and you have sort of a one of a kind or one similar because they may do some sort of productions of certain pieces that they have, but it gets a chance to own something from a local artist. And there is kind of a great art community in the area. And again, this is the Firefish Festival. It is going on September 20th and 21st, and it'll take place in Lorain. It's a free, all-encompassing, multicultural art experience. Now, let's talk about the Dazzle, the big fish on fire or whatever. This is part of the parade that ends like that. Talk a little bit about how that goes and the crescendo that creates for this the festival.
Right. Well, first of all, the name Firefish is a bit of a mystery sometimes to people. And it comes from the idea of fire being kind of the heritage of Lorain with the steel mills and the industry. And the fish is acknowledging and appreciating the natural resources of the Black River and Lake Erie. So that's where Firefish came from. The way we celebrate that is we have a parade, but it's not like your typical parade with cars and politicians and soccer teams. It's an artistic parade where we take our fish that is usually about 15, 20 feet long, about 10 feet high and flammable, and we bring it to our burn site. And with it, we have belly dancers, we have the Lorain Marching Band. This year, we're going to have kind of New Orleans-style brass bands. People with masks, people with hats, stilt walkers, all coming down to our burn site, which is at Black River Landing. And then there's a bit of a theatrical, dramatic presentation. And this year, we're actually being inspired by pyrophytic seeds. These are seeds that are found in nature that only germinate when there's fire. So sequoias are an example of them, and eucalyptus. So for us, we feel like fire is an opportunity for rebirth. The Firefish Festival is an opportunity for rebirth for Lorain. And so our fire and our pageantry and our fireworks will be inspired by that idea of rebirth through the seeds and germinating. So all I want to say is that you want to stay till the very end of the fire.
Okay, I like that. A little bit of a, you know, promise for something, who knows what could be. But this doesn't get done without a lot of people. Volunteers are still needed, I would suppose, or people can help out. How they get involved with something like this, if they want to do that, not just visit and be a part of the days.
Absolutely. We would love to have more volunteers and more support. We can use the help before promoting the event, going out with our stickers and our matchbooks to community events. Day of, we need volunteers that greet people and direct people and make sure that people are finding their way. And so our website has an opportunity, has a contact page. You can email me directly at admin@firefisharts.org. And our small but mighty team will connect you to be a part of something greater and bigger than you've imagined.
And I suppose if they see somebody with the Firefish Festival 2019 t-shirt, they'll know that they can probably approach them to see how they can be a part of that, too.
Absolutely. And they'll probably just tell you to call me, and that's fine.
That's great. We appreciate your time this morning, Emily. Emily Hoag joining us, Festival Director for the Firefish Festival. Again, that's coming up September 20th and 21st on Broadway in Lorain. It's a fifth annual event, and again, you can go to firefishfestival.com and follow them also on social media and see some of the great pictures from the previous years. Because with art, what is art without looking at it? The visual arts is one part of it, too. Emily, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.